But what if it was Henry? I jump out of bed, and I run, with no shoes. I run downstairs, out the back door, into the meadow. It's cold. The wind cuts right through my nightgown. Where is he? I stop and look, and there by the orchard, there's Daddy and Mark in their bright orange hunting clothes, and there's a man with them. They are all standing and looking at something, but then they hear me, and they turn, and I see that the man is Henry. What is Henry doing with Daddy and Mark? I run to them, my feet cut by the dead grasses, and Daddy walks to meet me.
"Sweetheart," he says, "what are you doing out here so early?"
"I heard my name," I say. He smiles at me. "Silly girl," his smile says, and I look at Henry to see if he will explain. "Why did you call me Henry?" But he shakes his head and puts his finger to his lips. "Shh, don't tell Claire." He walks into the orchard, and I want to see what they were looking at, but there's nothing there, and Daddy says,
"Go back to bed, Claire. It was just a dream."
He puts his arm around me and begins to walk back toward the house with me, and I look back at Henry, and he waves. He's smiling. "It's okay, Claire. I'll explain later." Although knowing Henry, he probably won't explain. He'll make me figure it out, or it will explain itself one of these days. I wave back at him, and then I check to see if Mark saw that. But Mark has his back to us. He's irritated and is waiting for me to go away so he and Daddy can go back to hunting. But what is Henry doing here? What did they say to each other? I look back again, but I don't see Henry, and Daddy says,
"Go on now, Claire, go back to bed."
And he kisses my forehead. He seems upset, and so I run back to the house, and then softly up the stairs, and then I am sitting on my bed, shivering, and I still don't know what just happened. But I know it was bad. It was very, very bad.
Monday, February 2nd, 1987. Claire is 15. Henry is 38. When I get home from school, Henry is waiting for me in the reading room. I have fixed a little room for him next to the furnace room. It's on the opposite side from where all the bicycles are. I have allowed it to be known in my household that I like to spend time in the basement reading. And I do, in fact, spend a lot of time in here, so that it doesn't seem unusual. Henry has a chair wedged under the doorknob. I knock four knocks, and he lets me in. He has made a sort of nest out of pillows and chair cushions and blankets. He's been reading old magazines under my desk lamp.